This audio presentation is the teaching of Pastor Scott Sharoma of New Hope East Hawaii. With just over a month left in 2017, it's easy to begin now to talk about what we are going to do starting in 2018. In this message entitled Gearing Up for a Great Finish, Pastor Scott reminds us to finish strong by focusing on what we can manage here and now in the present. This message was delivered on November 26th, 2017. Here now is Pastor Scott.
Good morning, New Hope. So we don't have a scale here, so we're not going to tell you how much you ate or you overate or what. I always overeat on Thanksgiving. And especially like the days after. Last night I ate so much because there was leftovers that I had a hard time sitting down. You know when you sit down and you crunch and you got to go like this. And it's like, man, but, you know, just the cultures we have over here, because of all the different cultures, man, the food is just incredible. I mean, last week, Sunday, we had four tables of food. Four tables of food, man. And it was like, wow, you could just smell all the food just coming through here, and it's like, yeah. So if you was here last week and you shared something with us, thank you. And if you help us eat the food, thank you. Because if you don't eat the food, then somebody got to take it home, and most likely it's the last person here, which is. So, but you know, we're past Thanksgiving now. We're past Black Friday. Officially, we can say Merry Christmas, right? So Merry Christmas to all, and it's not Happy Holidays. It's like keep the Christ in Christmas, please, amen. Yeah. So we gotta kind of get our gears up, get our thinking going, so that we can, you know, finish the race, finish the year good. You ever run a race? How many of you ever run a race? I ran a race once. It was brutal. It was very brutal. I think it's only like a 3K or a 5K. I would say 5, but I might be lying. Who knows? Right? But it was so brutal because I don't train, and I just ran it because I just wanted to. And at the end, you know, when you can see the finish line, you pick up the pace, right? Because I don't want to cross the finish line going, I have too much pride. To allow, and you know what? That's one of my things. I have pride. Grant, the other Wednesday said, I'm going to come to your house after devotions. I'm going to cut your grass. Oh, and I fought with him all morning because I am an able-bodied man. I should be able to cut my own grass. But no, he said, you're busy helping other people, so I'm going to cut your grass. And we fought, but, you know. And so when I ran that race, man, I just didn't want to quit. I wanted to cross the finish line looking like, hey, this guy's in good shape. Like, but, yeah, right, round is a shape. So anyway, this past summer, just a few months ago, we had our volleyball league. And man, the first game we played, it went like 25-24, we won. The second game we played, it went like 25-24, we lost. So then we had to play a third set, which we won like 17-15 or something like that. Then we played in the championship game right after that. There's like no rest for us. So we play the first game, we win. We play the second game, I think we lost. Then we had to go a third one, and I told the team, okay, guys, my legs are gone. I cannot hardly move. My legs are, you ever felt your legs like jello and you wobbly? And that's how it was. It was like, man, I told the team, okay, guys, I cannot go another game. I cannot. We got to end this now. Because if we don't end this now, it's history because I am not going to make it through. And I think we had just enough players to keep on the team. So we finished well and we got another. Yeah. I like to brag on our accomplishments. We got two trophies this year. But next year is a different story. Yeah, so we got to gear up for our softball team. We're going to start recruiting. You know, it's like Major League is on break right now, and so are we. And during the break time, what do? You scout, you look, you recruit. So I'm looking and I'm trying to recruit. We need at least two or three girls, and we need some men players out there. So, yeah, able-bodied, skilled. So able-bodied, skilled people. So I am disqualified. I'm able-bodied but not skilled. But, you know, we got just a few months before the end of, a month before the end of the year. And I think it's a good idea to fix things up, to get things ready, so that we can finish the year, like, you know, bang, end the year. Leave everything that 2017 had in 2017, right? And then start January 1st, 2018, and then take on your new projects, do your new things, but finish everything that needs to be finished, you know. Because if we took care of the things that we needed to take care of now, you know, like, oh, fix the dripping faucet and paint the garage or paint the bathroom, fix the running toilet, or just, you know, maybe fix that relationship that I had with my brother, my sister, my sibling, my parent. Fix it now. Get it done. Because, you know, come Christmas time, we're going to get new toys, right, guys? Brand new fishing poles, right, guys? Right, James? No? No? New, brand new golf clubs? And say, like, oh, I got brand new golf clubs. Let's go test them out. And then your wife goes, honey, you need to paint the garage. What? No, I'm going to go test out my new fishing pole. No, you got to take care of that dripping faucet. Or you got to go fix that relationship you had with your old fishing partner. Because, you know, that's who you go fishing with. And we want to make sure we take care of the things that we need to take care of so that, man, wouldn't it be nice? This is from my experience. It would be really wonderful to go into 2018 with all my incomplete home projects done. And I'm you know, do what I say, not what I do, because no way I'm gonna finish everything around my house that I started. Because I started too many things that over the last 10 years that I cannot finish. I'm doing somebody's kitchen right now, so that's on the priority list because he needs it done so he can get his final inspections. But I will finish this kitchen up by the end of the year so I can finish well, and then next year I can finish all my incomplete projects, which is numerous. And no, I'm not going to take any help because I am prideful. I got to do a sermon on pride one day, yeah? But I think I will fail because I do have pride in a certain way that I just hate asking for help. So here, you know, whatever we need to finish, we need to finish, get done, take care of, so that we can move into the year with a clean slate, which would be really nice. Some of you may be thinking, like, no way, it's impossible. But, you know, with God, all things are possible, right? So here it is. Number one, just finish it. Just finish it. Or maybe you got to write, just fix it. Maybe a relationship. Because we all have relationship problems here and there. We all have somebody that, oh, I don't want to, you know, you're going down the mall at the shopping cart, you see them, whoop, turn around, next aisle. I ain't going to go walk down the same aisle with that person. You right? And we all have issues that we need to deal with people, with stuff that we need to fix or finish, you know. We all got things that we got to do, and we got to stop procrastinating. How many of you like to procrastinate? Holy man, you guys are so honest this morning. You guys are really honest. Just, hey, how many, other than Laurie, because Laurie always finishes her Christmas shopping already.
I haven't started.
What? She always, like, the day after Thanksgiving, she always, like, she's always the one raising her hand that she's done. So you're procrastinating this year.
I just don't feel like spending money.
Oh. Well, you know, you can just bake for all of us. She's an excellent baker. But just finish Christmas shopping. Just finish it. Get it done now. And then you can watch everybody else stress out. Everybody else not in this church. You know, it was like Thursday, Wednesday night, my wife reminded me, honey, we need dog food. Oh, are you kidding me? No, not. I ain't going shopping for dog food on Thursday or Friday. It's like bad timing. I should have knew this like Monday or Tuesday. It's like we got to finish things. We got to fix things. We got to make sure that we take care of things before the end of the year. Amen? You don't want to take a broken relationship into next year, because I don't. Proverbs 13:4. Lazy people want much but get little. Lazy people want much but get little. My children bought me that shirt that says lazy but talented. And I wear that, I do wear it, and people look at me like, oh, lazy. Lazy but talented. Lazy people want much but get little. How many of you have lazy people living with you? Don't raise your hand. Don't raise your hand, because they might be sitting next to you. But those who work hard will prosper. You ever see, I see some hardworking parents. And really hardworking parents, real good, punctual, hardworking. And I look at their children. Most of the time, they got really hardworking children too. And it's like, wow. And then I see lazy people. Then I look at the parents like, I wonder what they think of my children. And then when they look at my children, they look at me and they say, You know what I mean? Could you imagine you come the end of the year, and what a good feeling it would be to end the year with all the stuff taken care of, no projects unfinished, all the relationships that you have are all good. So when you're shopping down in the store and you see that person, you don't have to turn around or you know, like hide behind the clothes rack, which I can do because I am the right height. I can, like, you get one of these tall guys, you know, they stand behind the clothes rack. Yeah, you see them, you spot them. But, like, when I gotta go find my wife in the store, man, it's impossible. It is. You cannot just walk and look, you gotta go around every rack. Yeah, I tell you. But imagine going into the store and not having to hide from anyone because, you know, you told them sorry or you asked them to forgive you or what. So it's all good. That's a really good feeling, not having to hide from anybody in the store. And sometimes I see some of you hiding from me. You know, you're in the store, you're pushing your cart. There's like a couple bottles of vodka in your wagon and some beer. Oh, Pastor, woo, run, hide. And then when I see you, oh, I'm buying this for my friend. You know what? Hey, no worry. I ain't going to, like, what? I ain't going to, like, condemn you for buying liquor. It's like, you buy them. Because you know what? Vodka, you use that to make vanilla extract, right? Right? And rum, you use to make bananas Foster, right? And red wine makes a really good beef stew. Did you know that? So you just gotta tell me, oh, beer makes a good like miso pork and stuff like that. So if you get liquor in your wagon, just tell me you're cooking. No need to tell me you're buying them for your neighbor who lives with you. Yeah. So it's like this time of year. Man, let's just finish things. Let's just fix it. Let's just make things right. Let's make it all good. Man, so next year we start off like, bang, whole clean slate. I never make anybody mad yet. Right? And it's only January 2nd. Yeah. One more thing, if you haven't done this yet, okay, before the end of the year, get into the Word. Start reading your Bible. You may say, like, oh, I'm going to start on January 1st. Start the year off reading the Word. Don't wait till then. Start now. Get yourself into the habit of reading God's Word now. So that come January 1st, you know where your Bible is. Yeah? Up on that shelf someplace with an inch of dust on top. No, yeah, start reading it now. Get into the Word. So January 1st, you're ready. You're ready to go. You're ready to say, yes, Lord, your servant is listening. Speak. And when he calls you to serve the children, say, yes, Lord. Not say, oh, my gosh, no way. Yeah. Number two, here we go. Prepare your heart, because there's going to be a lot of long lines, a lot of traffic, a lot of people going wrong way down the arrow in the parking lot. So when you reverse out of the parking lot and you're only looking one way because that's the way the arrow is going, you don't expect somebody coming the other way, but they do. And for some reason, people don't understand the symbol of the arrow. Yeah, it's like the arrow's pointing that way. They don't understand that it means to go that way. They come this way. How many of you do that? Oh, we get a couple honest people over here. Yeah. Okay, we need to do a class on sign and symbols and maybe obedience. Psalms 51:10. David writes this. Create in me a clean heart, O God, and renew a steadfast spirit within me. You know, this psalm that David wrote was in a very troubled time in his life. Nathan the prophet just confronted him about his affair with Bathsheba and about how he had Bathsheba's wife killed, I mean Bathsheba's husband killed, and you know, he got convicted, and he instead of making excuses, he said, man, create a clean heart, change my heart, renew that spirit within me. And now, even if you didn't commit the sins that David did, this is always a good thing to pray. I find myself praying this prayer when I have a bad attitude. You ever come across that, you ever get up and it's like, get up on the wrong side of the bed and, oh, my attitude stinks, man. I can smell it. And then I ask God, you know, create in me a clean heart. When somebody calls you to do a funeral at the last minute and you don't know the person and you're like, oh, I got things to do. And it's like, you know, but when you go and do this, you know you're serving people. And I say, oh, God, change my heart. Sometimes when you got to get up early in the morning to be here and you drank too much NyQuil the night before, and it's like, oh, okay. Yeah, you guys do that? Drink NyQuil. How many of you measure your NyQuil when you drink it or you just swig? Yeah. And sometimes, especially when it's cold, yeah? He's like, I ain't getting up to go to church. I give you guys a break. You guys can show up at 8:50. I show up here at 5:15, I think. And sometimes you're just not feeling right. It's like, oh, God, change my heart, because I hate feeling like that. And I told God, the day that I tell myself, oh, I gotta be here, then it's time for me to either move on or do something different. And it has never happened, but sometimes I just get a little bit lazy, and I say, God, you gotta change my heart. And you know what? He does. He changes my heart from being yucky and stink to being joyful. You know, when we get here in the morning and the worship team practices, you know, you can hear the music throughout this whole campus. And it's such a beautiful feeling because I can sing and I can dance because nobody's here yet. Yeah, if I did that when you was here, you guys would be laughing. You guys would have a sore stomach from laughing. I mean, because it's so much fun. And I'm in the front row dancing and singing, and the worship team, they can hardly practice because they're laughing at me. Or even that they're laughing with me. Maybe they're laughing at me. Probably laughing at me, but it's a beautiful thing. And I always got to ask God, change and get my heart ready. So what you can do, you know, before you pop in that car in the morning, before you decide to go shopping or into town, ask God, you know what, God, prepare my heart for those guys going the wrong way down the road. Prepare my heart for the parking, which I got to park a mile away just to get into the store and then carry that 50-pound bag dog food back. Prepare my heart for the long lines and the guy in front of me with 20 items in the express line. Prepare my heart, Lord. And if you know, if you go do your shopping and stuff and you ask God to prepare your heart for what's coming ahead, I bet you he would. I bet you he would. Ezekiel 36. 26 and 27, I love this scripture. Moreover, I will give you a new heart and put a new spirit within you. I will remove the heart of stone from your flesh and give you a heart of flesh. I will put my spirit within you and cause you to walk in my statutes, and you'll be careful to observe my ordinances. I think my wife must have been praying that for me for many years. Remove his heart of stone and knock some sense into his hard head. In this part of the book of Ezekiel, he prophesies about the restoration of Israel, not just physically, but more important, spiritually. And God will give them a new heart. You know, if you just ask God, I bet you he would do that for you, just as he did for Israel. He would renew our hearts, renew our spirits as we ask. I mean, if you just go straight to town without getting ready, I could imagine if I put one tape recorder in your car, I could imagine the cuss words might come out. Oh, what he said? Woo! Yeah, because sometimes, man, that comes out of me when it's like, I'm trying to go one way and somebody's coming the wrong way. It's like, I want to just stay in the middle and block that road, make them turn around. And then God got to slap my head. Hey, come on, where's your grace? I had grace on you, man. Don't you have grace on others? Yeah, and then it's like, okay. But man, that's one thing we got to make sure that our heart are ready for all the stuff that we're going to encounter this season. So that when we see you in the mall, you have that smile on your face, the joy. Amen? And not, And the final one, number three, choose to enjoy the season. You know, enjoying this season is a choice. You can choose to be grouchy and bah humbug, or you can choose to be happy and joyful. Why should we be happy and joyful for all the traffic? I just needed dog food, for crying out loud. And the line is 20 deep. I just needed one bag of rice and I got to stand in this long line. But you have a choice. You can choose to be mad because people want to shop and buy Christmas gifts and you got to wait in that same line just because you need one loaf of bread. Or you can say, you know what, I'm going to enjoy this season. This is what the Bible says in Luke 2, 9 to 12. Suddenly, an angel of the Lord appeared among them, and the radiance of the Lord's glory surrounded them. They were terrified. But the angel reassured them, do Don't be afraid, he said. I bring you good news that will be great joy to all the people. The Savior, yes, the Messiah, the Lord, has been born today in Bethlehem, the city of David. And you will recognize him by this sign. You will find a baby wrapped snugly in strips of cloth lying in a manger. Good news, great joy. You know, we celebrate the birth of our Messiah, so why shouldn't we be happy? Why should we be grouchy? But, you know, I think we're, as ambassadors of Christ, we reflect our relationship with him. So, of course, we should be joyful. Amen? What is this season about? Is it about me getting in the shortest line? You ever do that? I find that when I get in the shortest line, it takes the longest. And the guy that was in back of me is out the door, and God's teaching me a lesson. Is it me about getting around the most traffic and finding the fastest route from point A to point B? When we said yes to Jesus Christ, we said yes to a new way of life, different from the one that we knew, opposite of the way the world thinks. Now, as followers of Christ, life centers on God, and he wants us to grow and mature. When we understand that at Christmas, we celebrate the coming of our Savior, it's a big deal, and it should be a joyous time. But we see people grumbling. We see road rage, stress, damaged relationships. All because we forgot. We forgot why we celebrate. We thought we celebrate because we get gifts. But we need to remember why we celebrate. Because God wanted us to be reconciled to him. So he made a way by sending his Savior. And that alone should cause us great joy. Amen? 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 And we should be the happiest people in the world. Amen? Amen? Not be like miserable, grumpy people, but like, and just full of joy, overflowing. And when people tell us, why are you so happy? You ever had somebody tell you that? Why are you so happy? Nobody told you that? Man, you guys got to work on your happiness, dude. You know, go see Pastor Dennis because he has a video on what makes you happy. You know what makes you happy? Man, what makes you happy? Nothing makes you happy. Al got it right. He was paying attention. Nothing, meaning nothing. Man, you guys got to go see that video because it's a series that we're going through and what makes you happy. And we should be so happy, so joyous that everybody questions us so that we can tell them why. So we got to remember the true meaning of this season. And being joyful is a choice. Amen? How many of you will choose to be joyful? Hey, amen. I'm going to be watching you now. I'm going to be following you. You can follow me too. And I'm going to watch if you're joyful. I'm going to ask your spouse more. Or your, you know what? Maybe I should ask your children. Are they joyful? Because children are brutally honest. And I want you to be overflowing with joy so that people will ask, why are you so joyful? And then, the door will open wide, and then you can share with them, I am joyful because Jesus came to save my life. Amen? Let me put your anointing. I'm going to ask the worship team to come up and ask you to pray with me. Bow your heads, close your eyes. Heavenly Father, thank you so much for sending Jesus to save us because we could not save ourselves. Lord, I pray that during this season, this last month, that we would take care of the things we need to take care of, especially any relationships that we need to fix. Call the people we need to call. Thank the people we need to thank. Ask forgiveness of those we need to ask forgiveness. And forgive those who have wronged us. Lord, I pray if there's things that we need to fix, finish, you know, paint the house, change the oil, fix the drippy faucet, I pray that we would take care of those things now so that come Christmas, we're not fixing those things, but we get to play with our new toys that you bless us with. Lord, I pray that we would choose joy this season. I pray that you would prepare our hearts for the long lines, the traffic, and prepare our hearts for those times that we get to share Jesus with the world. Help us to be ready with an answer for the reason for our faith. So, Lord, I pray that you would do that for all of us here. That as we get ready for the harvest, we'll be ready to invite people in to come and join us, to be a part of this fellowship. We thank you so much for choosing us, for calling us to do the work here on earth. We pray this in Jesus' name. Amen. Amen. Thank you, Jesus. Give the Lord praise. Thank you, Jesus. Stand, and I'm going to ask you to sing. Like you really, 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 really mean it. Like you really, really, really joyful. So come on, stand, sing, shout. If you need to go in the aisles and dance, man, do it. If you need to come up here and dance, then do it. Just sing.
You've been listening to Pastor Scott Sharoma of New Hope East Hawaii. New Hope East Hawaii meets each Sunday at 9 a.m. at Christian Liberty Academy, 16-675 Milo Street in Keau, Hawaii. For more information, call us at 808-936-6651 or visit www.newhopeeasthawaii.com.